The Gilded Cage, written by Lynette Noni and read by Jeanette Illich.
The man was dead. Kiva Meriden, known to a select few as Kiva Quarantine, stared down at the body, noting his sunken cheeks and ashen skin. Given his state of bloating, he'd likely passed into the Everworld 3 or 4 days ago, long enough for the scent of death to emanate from him, even if he was yet to show physical signs of decomposition.
Middle-aged male, average height and build, pulled out of the Saren River early this morning, Healer Mattis said, her crisp voice enunciating every word perfectly. Who can speculate as to the cause of death?
Kiva kept her mouth shut, fully aware that she'd been granted entrance into the sterile examination room as an observer only.
No one?
Healer Mattis prompted her students, all of whom were crowded around the body resting on a metal slab in the center of the small space.
Novice Walden?
A young man wearing large spectacles blinked owlishly and answered,
He drowned? Marvelous deductive reasoning, Mattis said dryly,
before turning to the student beside him.
Novice Quinn?
The young woman hunched in on herself, her voice barely a whisper, as she said,
Maybe a heart attack? Or a stroke?
Healer Mattis tapped a fingernail against her lips.
Perhaps. Anyone else?
Kiva shifted on her feet, catching the healer's attention.
What about our visitor?
Mattis asked, drawing all eyes to Kiva.
Miss Meriden, isn't it?
Seeing the open, inviting challenge in the elderly healer's gaze, Kiva shook off her trepidation and stepped closer to the corpse, picking up his limp hand to reveal the smudges beneath his nails. This discoloration indicates he was suffering from an immune disorder, most likely syphilis or Cretomot, Kiva said, having diagnosed similar cases in the past. If left untreated, both can lead to the rapid swelling of blood vessels. She glanced toward the two novices who had been called upon. Walden and Quinn are both right. He most likely had a heart attack or a stroke, caused by his underlying medical condition, then fell into the river to drown. She released the man's hand, but only a full examination will be able to say for sure. An approving smile stretched across the matron healer's dark, wrinkled face.
Well spotted.
She then launched into a lecture about common immune disorders, but Kiva was only half listening, still marveling over where she stood. Silverthorn Academy, the most renowned healing academy in all of Avalon. Some would argue in all of Wonderall.